Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Each week, we introduce our micro business owners to tips and stories to assist with growing their micro business. My name is Mary McCarthy. I am the owner of your management team and the host of the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Our guest today is Justin Renfro with Kiva, a nonprofit microlender providing microloans nationally and internationally. Justin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So before we get started on our topic, can you please share just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name's Justin Renfro. I've been with Kiva for just over 4 years, and I lead our U.S. program. And the main scope of my role is to figure out how Kiva can create the greatest impact possible with the small business community and entrepreneurs around this country that are looking to pursue their dreams. And that involves going and talking within different communities, onboarding different partners around the country, and supporting small business owners as they go through the Kiva process to make sure that they have an awesome experience with us and we can maximize our impact in the different markets that we work in all over the country.
Now, Kiva started internationally, didn't it?
Yeah, Kiva started in Uganda back in 2005. We started making loans in Africa, and you know, our brand's really been established in the developing world. So we started making small farmer loans in Africa, and over the years, we've grown to 80 different countries. We've supported over 1.5 million entrepreneurs around the world and facilitated about $850 million of loan volume to those entrepreneurs. The U.S. program started at the end of 2011. And the idea for coming to the U.S. was we see the same problems here that we see internationally, and that's that entrepreneurs are being excluded from traditional sources of financing. So our goal is to reach those underserved, marginalized entrepreneurs around the country and just give them a lending hand up and help them get just a small amount of capital to help them grow their business.
Well, and I work in the micropreneur arena, and I definitely agree with you that funding has always been one of our greatest challenges. So I'm thrilled. And it really, was it because of the change with the crowdfunding laws that allowed Kiva to come and actually be able to be really effective in the U.S.?
Well, we established quite a large community in our work overseas. And, you know, over the past 10 years, we have a lender community that's over a million people strong. And this year alone, we'll probably lend close to $200 million all around the world. And being able to extend our impact in our own backyard and support entrepreneurs here in the States that are deserving entrepreneurs that are working really, really hard to turn their passion into the thing that will pay rent and put food on the table, that's why I'm here, and that's why we do what we do. We want to empower entrepreneurs to pursue their dreams, and capital is an important part of starting a business. And we want to position ourselves as an organization that empowers all people to be able to go and pursue their dreams.
So how does microlending work?
It's a big question. It works very differently in different countries and different cultural concepts. Here in the United States, the idea is that if you're a small business owner, especially if you're a new business, if you're just getting started, walking into your local Bank of America, you're probably not going to be that successful at securing capital to go start a business. And the idea here in the States especially is that microcredit can be used to get entrepreneurs onto that financial ladder. So Kiva really aspires to be that first ring in the financial ladder where you come to Kiva, you get a small source of capital, you're growing your business over time, and then we can graduate you up to bigger sources of capital. So the way that the Kiva program works is an entrepreneur can go to our website. It's borrow.kiva.org, and they can apply for a loan of up to $10,000 that is repaid over a 36-month period. And these loans are at 0% interest. And essentially, you're going to be getting small $25, $50, $100 loans from people all over the world until you reach that $10,000. Then we disperse your loan, and you make repayments over a 2 to 3 year time period until your loan is fully repaid.
And I believe, because I talked with you briefly about this before the podcast, that your loans, they're not focused on collateral, they're not focused on credit, they're not focused on the business plan itself.
Yeah.
And there's 0% interest. So it's for people that are typically shut out of any type of funding. This is perfect for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And to talk a little bit deeper about that, that's really the core issue that we're trying to tackle is in today's, funding landscape, pretty much everyone's looking at the same set of criteria. What's your credit report? What does your bank statement look like? What's your net worth? What are your tax returns? What collateral do you have? How many years have you been in business? What do your cash flow statements show? And if you don't hit those marks and hit those numbers, you don't get access to that capital. And our whole driving philosophy is, if you think back 100 years, back in 1916, you could get a loan based on a handshake because you knew your local banker. And the implications of that handshake were, I know you, you're well-respected in the community, and I trust you're going to repay me. And over the past 100 years, even over the past 50 years, as these big banks have consolidated, it's less about that direct human relationship and more about just a series of numbers. And if you don't hit those numbers that are required for you to be able to access capital, you're kind of out of luck. So what Kiva's trying to do is to restore that element of human connection and community, evaluating entrepreneurs on their reputation and their character rather than their credit score or how much collateral they have. So that's kind of the driving force of the Kiva program, is evaluating whether someone is creditworthy through their own community and through their reputation and character rather than their credit score or how much collateral they have or what their cash flows look like.
So if I'm a business owner and I'm looking for a little bit of a cash infusion, what is the process for me to reach out to you and start the process? You said I go to your website.
Yep. So our website is kiva.org. And if you want to borrow money on Kiva, it's borrow.kiva.org.
Okay.
And then you fill out a loan application. The loan application is split into two parts. The first part is kind of private financial information. And the second part is you're filling out a public profile, kind of showcasing yourself and your business. So that public profile that you're creating, that's actually what goes, that's what's posted to the Kiva website, and that is where Kiva's lenders around the world can determine whether or not they want to support you with $25. And once you submit an application that has both your private financial information as well as your public profile that goes on the Kiva website, our team reviews your application and actually gives you a number of people that you have to invite from your own community. So we may say, okay, thank you for submitting your loan application. You're ready to, fundraise on Kiva. Before you fundraise on Kiva, you need to invite 15 people from your own community to lend you $25. When I mentioned we evaluate the creditworthiness of an entrepreneur through their reputation and through their character,
okay.
The way in which we do that is in our review process, when we're reviewing a loan application, we'll actually give you a specific number of people that you have to invite from your own community to lend to you.
Okay.
And once you get those 15 people to lend to you, then you'll be promoted to Kiva's audience of 1.5 million people around the world. And you'll be able to fund your loan from our network and our community of strangers, with the idea being that we're now connecting you to all of these people around the world who didn't know who you were before, that are now lending money to you at 0% interest, and they can also be your customer and your brand ambassador. It's very much a community program where the average entrepreneur on Kiva is being funded by, on average, about 20 people from their own community and 80 people from Kiva's community. So that's 100 people that are contributing small amounts of capital to get you to 100% funded where you can get this interest-free loan.
So you are currently listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. My guest today is Justin Renfro with Kiva, a nonprofit microlender. So Justin, who would be a good client for you? You mentioned someone that is just needing a little bit of infusion, and I talked about someone who might not receive funding anywhere else. But when I think about, I'm going to refer someone to you, who am I really looking for that could really benefit from this?
First, I'll talk about the industries where we have a really, really strong kind of success rate. The first are farmers and rural businesses. We find farmers to be very popular on the Kiva website. They fund very, very quickly. The second would be food producers. pretty much any business that has anything to do with food tends to be very, very popular with Kiva lenders, and we found a lot of good impact in that space. The third would be artisans and makers, people that make things. You could think of anyone that sells their product on Etsy as being a good fit for something like a Kiva loan. I think the one thing that is important is when you fund on Kiva, you have to start making payments 30 days after your loan is disbursed.
Okay.
So we do really well with, like, you know, cash-based businesses where you have cash coming in and out. Where we don't really do much is with technology businesses. Generally, technology businesses have a 2 to 3 year runway before they actually start making capital. So a kind of a term loan where you have to start making payments within 30 days doesn't make that much sense. So not really on the, you know, not really successful or good funding technology businesses, but really good with cash-based businesses, food, artisans, farmers, those types of entrepreneurs.
Okay. But it's also about the profile that you do. So I may not be an artisan. I may have a business that's a service business.
Let's say you have a barbershop. Yeah.
Just by being able to explain what I do well really could still get me some funding, even though I'm not an artisan or a farmer.
Well, what I would recommend is to if you're interested in the Kiva program, to go to the Kiva website and look at the entrepreneurs that are funding all over the U.S. That'll give you a good idea of the types of entrepreneurs that are generally coming to Kiva. If you go to kiva.org and then hover over the lend button, you'll see Kiva U.S. and that'll show the 100 or so businesses around the U.S. that are currently fundraising on Kiva. And if you read through those profiles, you'll get a pretty good idea of the types of businesses and the way in which entrepreneurs are selling themselves within their community.
So what is the success rate of businesses that are posting their funding request on your website?
As I mentioned before, as part of our review process, we ask entrepreneurs to invite a certain number of people from their own community before they are able to access Kiva's community of lenders. So I might say, okay, based on your loan application, you have to go invite 17 people to lend you $25. Once you get those 17 people and those entrepreneurs that are able to kind of activate their own communities and their own networks to support them in the early stages of their fundraising process, we have a 93% success rate, which means 93 out of 100 entrepreneurs are successfully funding from Kiva's lender community around the world. That's what really differentiates us from all other crowdfunding platforms. Kickstarter's roughly 35%, Indiegogo roughly 10%, GoFundMe about 5%. Kiva's 93% success rate is something that we're very proud of, and it really does kind of equally distribute that opportunity to the vast majority of the entrepreneurs that go through the Kiva program.
That is an absolutely incredible success rate. And I will tell you, I did a podcast on reinventing the wheel, and that's exactly what I'm hearing in what you guys have come up with. Is it something completely out of the box from any kind of lending that's been out there before?
Yeah, that's the idea. It's working.
That is wonderful. Well, I will tell you that your management team is in the process of signing up as a trustee, so we're looking forward in working with you to get our small business owners funded.
Fantastic. I absolutely love that. That's awesome. Are you working with entrepreneurs just in Columbus or all over Ohio?
We work with all over Ohio.
Nice. Very cool. Well, we just had a successful launch of the Kiva program in Columbus about 3 weeks ago, and we're just absolutely thrilled about the momentum and the pickup of the Kiva program throughout the entire state. It's really been a big focus of ours to expand our program in Ohio, and we're starting to see some real good momentum and kind of tapping into that entrepreneurial network that exists throughout the state.
Well, we have a great day for that, and I was at your launch party. I want to thank Justin for joining me today. As a micro business owner, it is important to remember we are the leaders of our organization. There are a lot of resources out there, and it's important that we learn what is available to assist us as we grow our organizations. Justin, for individuals that would like to learn more about Kiva and about where you're going, how can they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. The best place is to visit our website. It's kiva.org. Would highly encourage you to go through and read through the stories of entrepreneurs all over the U.S. that are fundraising. If you type in the search bar at the top, Ohio, you'll probably see 5 to 10 businesses that are fundraising in Ohio right now. So, I think the best way to kind of introduce yourself to what we're doing is to see the entrepreneurs that are benefiting from it. And if you're interested in applying for a loan, you can always go to borrow.kiva.org.
Justin's contact information will also be found along with this podcast on our website, yourmanagementteam.com. Thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, like us on Facebook, and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Thank you again for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of Your Management Team. Where starting a business is tough, failing a business is unnecessary.